back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Brandon Irwin of the Healthy Community Labs and Riley County Health Department Director Jennifer Green, who may leave us at any point. You got a meeting at 10, right?
I do have a meeting at 10. I apologize.
All right. Yeah, just get up and go if you need to. Don't worry about us.
Okay.
We're talking about poverty in the region and specifically a poverty simulation experience that you can take part in on Saturday, February 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Potter Hall. And I do want to remind folks that it is free to participate.
Yeah, absolutely free.
And just to sign up, and maybe that's something that we talked about over one of the breaks, but when you're expecting participants, there is a cap, I understand, right?
Right. So we do need people to register. There's an 88-person cap in order to make it an experience that we can actually move through efficiently. 88 persons can register, but you can also volunteer. So if you participated last year, you can also sign up to volunteer at flinthillswellness.org. So there's a link on the homepage for you to either register as a participant or register as a volunteer.
And Jennifer, I'll give you a little more time here because I know you got to go here in just a second. But if there's anything else that's been on your mind that you definitely want to get to before you have to go.
Right. So I do want to point out that this part of the day is a simulation of what it's like to live in poverty. But at the end of the day, we don't want participants to leave and think this is it. There are several initiatives that are going on in the community that involve poverty, and so we are having a time at the end of the day to think about what are action steps and what are things that participants can personally do to get involved. So we don't want you to leave and think, okay, I did my good deed for the year, I know what it's like to live in poverty. We talked a little bit, Brady, about over the break about this is a slice of the day for us. It's 3 hours, but for people, it's years and months and generations of poverty. And so we want people to leave with an actionable step. So that might be getting involved in the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. That might be getting involved with MAPJ. That might be volunteering at the health department. But thinking about what is an actionable item that you can do in the community to make a difference.
And one thing I want to bring up that I think we discussed a little bit during a break was that, you know, we talk about poverty in terms of people not having enough money to live a healthy life every day, but there is a cost to this, to the community. When you have situations of high poverty, you have situations of high poverty at a local level, that usually means more of a dependence on local services and thus a cost to everybody.
Right, exactly. So the health department is a local entity. We are part of Riley County. And so we often serve people that are low income or underinsured, although we serve the entire community. But that creates additional costs. And we, in every social service agency, often serves people that are either high risk or low income or don't have the resources that they need. And Brandon and I were talking about the before we came on the show today about you can't resource your way out of poverty or this situation. So we have lots of community resources here, but to get somebody out of poverty, you have to be able to combine those resources in a way that for a long period of time, you can build up those resources to get yourself out of poverty. And it takes a lot of strategy and a lot of things have to go right for you, especially if it's a generational poverty before you're able to get out. So, yes, it's very costly to government, and we want to make sure that we are utilizing our resources. And as being a public funded entity, we try to do that. But we want to make sure that people have opportunities that are living in poverty, have opportunities to get out of poverty.
And I think we're seeing that especially in the state of Kansas over the years, this isn't a problem that's going to fix itself. And it seems like that's kind of been the approach in Topeka over the past few years, is that a hands-off approach, and that's just going to fix itself, and that nonprofits are going to swoop in and help, and that churches are going to swoop in and help. But we still see the need. We've seen the results of that, and what we've seen is increases in property taxes to make up for it, because local governments have been the ones who've had to step in and fund these initiatives and social services, and thus your property tax bill is higher. So we've seen a lot of different takes on that, a lot of different approaches, and it seems like folks across the state are pretty hungry for a new approach to this problem.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we're very fortunate to be living in a community that is highly highly engaged. You know, we have a very strong faith community here and a network of agencies that really care and want to do things. We're also doing really well at providing resources, but coordinating them and getting to sort of the root causes of poverty, which ultimately is frankly policy. I don't think we're there yet. And so so one of the goals that we have for this poverty simulation, we really want to and expect our elected officials to come to this poverty simulation. People in positions of power who may not see poverty in their day-to-day lives, or have a or would benefit from a deeper understanding of what poverty is like. And frankly, if you feel like you understand poverty perfectly, then maybe you don't need to come to the poverty simulation. But if there is at all an opportunity to understand poverty better and what we can do about it at all, then you should come to the poverty simulation. And again, that's elected officials, and we're looking to get people from multiple sectors across the community here. That includes the business community, people from the Chamber of Commerce, people from the university, especially our administrators, the presidents and the president and the provosts. We really want to see some unusual faces at this poverty simulation. You know, there's a whole network of folks in the community who we can expect to see here, because we see each other at similar events all across the community. But at the end of the day, you know, if we're going to get serious about addressing poverty and the systemic underlying causes, we need to have a broader conversation. We need to bring new people in this conversation, and that includes elected officials, people, people, leaders in multiple sectors across the community.
Let's go ahead and go to our last break, because Jennifer has a meeting, and Jennifer, I don't want to be the reason you're late.
So. No, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Thanks so much for coming on. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up here on In Focus.